Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Log by Lottie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. It's always when things are going smoothly and one is at peace with the world that some dot comes along to louse it up. When you left the wife to go to the office in the morning, the sun shone from your doorknob. But by the time you put one tired footsie on the garden path in the evening, she's hoisted the drawbridge and is standing by to pour boiling oil over your bumps from the bathroom window. How are you to know the idiot from the gas, electricity, or water bill that's going to turn up in your absence with his banner all of a quiver to cut off your supply? Just because you've forgotten to post the envelope of the check that he gave you a week ago. Well, the lull before the storm is happening in Captain Povey's office at the moment, but the first crash of thunder is about to reverberate any minute now. Captain Povey here?
I have the Admiral on the line, sir.
Have you now? Well, if there's a train coming, leave him on.
a holiday mood is creeping in.
Put him through, please, then, Jason.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good morning, Admiral. Captain Povey here.
Oh, do stop sounding the blasted turkey, Povey. Everybody else has had their holiday months ago.
I'm so sorry, Admiral. Taking my leave so late in the year is a little scheme devised by my dear wife, Ramona. She feels that by going away now, it is considerably cheaper. Yeah, and we don't have to mix with the trippers.
Yes, having met your ghastly wife, I should think the trippers would be blasting grateful. Where are you going at this time of year, for pity's sake? Spain, Mallorca, Italy?
No, sir. Broadway.
Ivy, not again.
But we have an arrangement with the deck chair man, you see, sir. On the first day, Ramona let me buy him an ice cream, and for the rest of the week, he doesn't charge
me. Well, never mind your currency exchange problems,
Bowie.
Your leave's cancelled anyway.
Cancelled? It can't be. I packed my soap.
When I'm back, it'll stay grubby. You'll be wanted here.
But I can't be wanted.
I know what you mean. I thought you were flaming useless as well. Whitehall idiots anything.
Whitehall? What is Whitehall?
I thought that would get you on the switch. Look, there's some fool coming down to see you about something or some such rot sometime or thereabouts. Make sure you're in, won't you?
But I'm going on leave. My wife is expecting me.
But you're in. Well, anyway, it can't be helped. This is urgent. Top secret and all that jazz. He'll fill you in with all the details. Let me know how it all turns out. You can buzz off once you've seen the idiot.
Toodle-bye, Bobby. No, Admiral, wait. You've got the wrong... Oh, Lumbert. Well, if he thinks for one moment that I'm going to... Well...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but Vice Admiral
Mustard's voice. Yes, send the Vice Admiral in at once. Friend Jason?
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, where's my ceremonial sword? And how do you present arms without destroying your own...
Vice Admiral Mustard's sword, sir.
696, Toby, 8, Captain...
Well done.
Who are you? I just told you, sir. I'm Captain Pope.
Ah, capital. Yes. Send him in. Just the chap I want to see. Yeah.
But I'm already here, sir.
That's the spirit, like a chap who's keen. Yes. What's your name?
I'm Captain Povey.
Fair enough. Got it. Yes. What a small world it is. Yes, well, carry on.
Thank you very much. Well, as I see it, we're... No, just a minute.
Certainly. Second door on the left.
Vice Admiral Buttonshaw.
Who? Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Now, then, about this new anti-submarine missile launcher we fitted on Trowbridge.
I beg your pardon.
Granted. What did you do? Oh, I see. Yes, you haven't heard about this. My word. That's a relief. Yes, can't be too careful these days. Look, yes, oh my God, no, they're everywhere. Who are? If we knew that, we'd be halfway home. What was the name again?
Povey, sir, Captain Povey.
Good man, don't interrupt again, Povey. No, it's no time to lose, no time. I'm due back in an hour.
Due back where, sir?
Heaven knows, they haven't told me yet. Now, are we all clear so far?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
Splendid, now. Phase two is a little more complicated.
Oh, good.
That's the style, bags of enthusiasm, yes. Can't give you any notes, I'm afraid. The typewriter has broken. Only got this set, they said me, so you'll have to memorize them. Are you all set, Bertie?
Well, I suppose...
Splendid, splendid. Obviously the right man for the job. I'll mention your name to Povey when I get back.
But I am Povey.
My goodness, you're a big family, aren't you? Yes. Now. Listen very carefully, because this is absolutely vital. And I've only got time to read it once. What is it? Oh, do pay attention to that. Do pay attention. It's the operation instructions for its anti-submarine missile launcher.
Yes, of course, sir. It's what?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Now, remember all this, because I'm relying on you to pass it on. Yes. To load a bleak effort missile launcher, two men must at all times see that... unless otherwise ordered. Right. Now, on the command aim, the senior officer immediately... until he's satisfied. Are you all clear up now?
I haven't understood.
Good man, yes. Now, on the command fire.
What?
Fire. Yes. Under no circumstances must the button marked in red be the green button. When fitted, be nor should it be pressed sideways, except in the event of a sudden... But in any case, misfires of this type rarely occur. But even if they do, by that time, it will be far too late. Yes. Well, that's all pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what to talk
here. P.S. Should there be any danger of the ship carrying the missile launcher falling into enemy hands, eat it. Yes, well, there we are then. Yes, rest is up to you, really. Pop in here to see me any time if there are any problems. I'm always here.
Vice Admiral Buttonshaw.
Who? Oh, yes, of course. Yes, what is it?
This is my office. You are visiting me.
By George, no, I believe you're right. Good thinking, old man. Good thinking, yes. Yes, not many of us left, eh? Not many of us. Yes. What was your name again?
Povey, sir. Captain Povey.
Was he really? Well, we can't win them all, can we? Yes. Well, it's nice to have met you. And let Crutchbridge have all the know-how, will you? It's absolutely, absolutely, good morning.
Yes, but I don't... No, wait! Oh, dear, I get them all. They come from hundreds of miles away. Every nit and nanner in the world wakes up and says, let's all go to Povey's office and send him round a quick. Ridiculous. Why didn't I join the Air Force? Come in.
Excuse me, Lieutenant Murray, sir.
Certainly, Mr. Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning. I hadn't finished, actually.
I'm afraid you haven't.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm sorry to bother you in your cabin, sir, but I think I'm entitled to know.
So do I. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You did it again. I'm not going to be put off as simply as that. Oh, no, I've got my pride as well, you know. In my time, I've taken a lot. But there comes a time when the turn works.
Mr. Phillips.
That's not good enough. I signed the Secrets Act, just like everybody else in the Royal Navy.
Not quite like everybody else. You signed upside down on the back with the carbon paper in the wrong way.
You're not allowed to use carbon paper.
Quite. But you did. Go on.
Now stop trying to put me off, because I won't stand for it. This is a matter of principle. In this day and age, when each country and its people are gathered together in the common interest of the man in the street, whether he be a farmer or a doctor or a grocer or a gardener or... What on earth am I talking about?
I was hoping you'd be able to tell me that.
Yeah, and don't think I shan't. I realize I'm only a sub-lieutenant, but I do have my responsibilities.
Quite. 14 gents on both sides and a big one at the back.
Precisely. So bearing this in mind, I think it's only fair that as a fully trained naval officer who went through a crash course at Dartmouth...
A crash course? Yes. That would account for it.
I maintain that I'm entitled to know as much as the next man. It's no good asking him, because I just did, and he doesn't know either. On the other hand, he may, but he's been told not to tell me, so where does that leave us? Answer that if you can.
I couldn't possibly.
I'm glad you've got the decency to admit it.
Mr. Phillips, I do hope you won't think I'm being an old nosy Parker, but what on earth are you talking about?
Tipple, that's right. Go on, hedge.
I am not hedging. You locked me in the bushes hours ago.
I'm talking about that thing, of course.
That thing? What thing?
That thing, the one upstairs on the front, up at the sharp end.
Once a naval officer, always a naval officer. I take it you're blowing your little blonde-haired top about our new anti-submarine armament.
A likely story. I'm not a fool, you know. I'm not a fool. If you think I could be fobbed off with a cock-and-bull story, like that, then what?
Our new anti-submarine missile launcher.
Oh, well, that's different. Now, why haven't I been sent on a course?
I've no idea. Perhaps Captain Povey or Whitehall wanted to make sure you didn't convert it into an anti-frigate missile launcher.
Now, I may be a nit, but I still have feelings, you know. I can be hurt, like anybody else.
Let you alone with that thing upstairs on the front at the sharp end, and you'll probably hurt yourself and everyone else for 10 miles.
Oh, well, there we are. I mean, there we are. There's nothing else for it. A vote of no confidence in lovable lesbians, in part. Try the beastly thing yourself.
Mr. Finn.
No, it's too late. I don't need a house to fall on me. I know when I'm not wanted.
That's all right, isn't it?
Perfectly.
That.
Thermite.
Good, exactly. There's an end to it.
I couldn't agree more. Except one thing.
What?
How does it work and what does it do?
Oh, dear. I knew we should have chucked a tarpaulin over it and then you'd never have noticed it.
Pertwee did chuck one over it, but I peeped, so there. Now, what does it do?
Well, it, as I understand it, it,
Yes?
According to what I've heard, it,
Yes?
I haven't a clue. The dockyard gentleman just sort of dumped it there.
Oh, come off it, sir. You must have had a signal from Captain Povey about it.
Oh, yes, I have.
Well, what did that say?
He just said he was going on holiday to Broadstairs, and for pity's sake, don't touch the blasted thing until he got back.
Now, isn't that odd?
Why?
Well, it's painted grey and bolted to the deck, so it can't possibly be his.
Mr. Phillips, I don't think
that... In any case, if he had taken it with him, what on earth would he do with it in Broadstairs?
That's not what he really...
He'd never have got it into a taxi. Let alone the train.
Mr. Phillips, he meant it dangerous, so we mustn't touch it.
Well, it would have been pretty pointless anyway, wouldn't it, really?
Now I'm going to regret this.
Why? There aren't any submarines in Broadstairs.
I knew it!
A few yachts, a rowing boat or two, possibly a couple of motorboats, and no submarines.
Shut up! Hello, number one speaking.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee here, sir. And who is he?
I beg your pardon?
The new leading seaman who just came aboard, sir.
What?
Says his name is Harper, sir, but he don't look like an Harper to me. But Harper or him, he's sort of bloody Vostok, I believe. Never Harper, sir.
Pertwee, what do you...
Well, it's just nonsense, honey. I'm an all that old codswallop about being on special duty to look after that thing on the top deck. Would that make sense? Oh, by the way, that reminds me, sir. What is it? And when are they taking it away?
Oh, rough another one.
Chuck a tarpaulin over it, somebody, Chief. Well, if it wasn't a right load of old knock-knack, why hide it, eh? Sir, what is it?
We don't know what it is, but we're not supposed to touch it.
Oh? Oh, I know. Oh, hello, it's dangerous. A battleship?
There's no need to panic. Now, listen to me, Chief. Who is this leading seaman Harper?
That's just what I asked you, sir. You mark my words, sir. Mark my words. He's a spy. He's bombs in every pocket and drugs in his boots. It will all go down like flies, sir. One moment an happy love, the crew, and loyal and devoted, that loser, but he's keeping it in their hands. And the next moment,
Pertwee.
But oil-driven, of course.
Pertwee.
Why not admit that you're afraid to tell Pertwee that he's sitting under a load of red ox? But any second now, it's going to
one more word and it will be whoosh-bang to our Pertwee forever. You fetch this chap Harper and meet Mr. Phillips and me up on deck.
The back end?
The front end. I'm going to sort out what this thing is once and for all. Ah, there you are, Chief. Come here a minute, will you?
No, thanks, sir. Now, I'd rather not see that man, sir. Why that me over here? If you're a sort too close to that old saloon, what did you do now, Peter?
Well, so am I.
Oh, no. That don't do nothing for the move, certainly.
Falling over here at once, and that's an order.
All right, sir. But, you don't get Mr. Phillips' pocket, will you, sir, please?
Of course not.
Would you mind handcuffing him to something far enough? Just so that he can't reach it, sir. I'd see that, Peter.
Not much. But a bit.
Don't be ridiculous.
Now, where's the new chap, Harper? Is that in there?
Yes, it is.
Right,
lad. Come along. Look lively, lad. At the door. Chop, chop, chop. Come along.
All
right, sir. Right, oh. Salute the officer. Stand still, lad. Stand still.
I am standing still,
Chief.
No, you're not, lad. You blinked.
Leading Seaman Harper reporting, sir.
Oh, I gather. Stand easy, Harper.
Sir.
Now then, I understand you're some sort of authority on this, thing.
Yes, sir. Just completed the course, sir. With the exception of the firing range, sir. Nobody's done that as yet, sir.
Pardon?
Eh?
That's where they mounted it aboard Drawbridge, sir. The trail's at sea when it can't hurt people if it goes wrong.
Not hurt people! Not hurt people! Not hurt people! Well, what about us, then? Eh? Isn't Pertwee people?
I blow up when something goes bang like everybody else, you know.
Go on, get it over the side, sir. Don't have no track with it, sir. Shut the odd workers over here with his banner flag.
We don't want no part of it, sir. Send it back to the works, but for Drake's sake, don't drop it.
Quiet.
Now then, Harper, how does this thing work?
Oh, it's quite simple, sir. It's powered on the principle of the thrust condensicator operating the power block input regulator, assisted by the computed bell housing, which naturally sets up a magnetic turbine the moment the gas flow reaches optimum frequency, and feeds the hydroelastic pumping generator with all up to 600 megawatts of cubic pounds per square inch, allowing for the fluctuating variance in crude supply from the make and break piston through the grub manifold intake.
Yeah. Yes, I thought it was something like that.
You fibbing hound.
You hadn't a clue.
No. It was the shape that gave it away. Mind you, it's a little smaller than I expected, but not much, but a little.
Well, yes, the modification, sir.
Oh, yes.
They've transistorized the gilding form sprocket.
Oh, yes, the gilding form sprocket. Yes. Yes, that would have come for it, wouldn't it?
Stop encouraging him.
64, he still doesn't know where you put your money in or where your bar of chocolate comes out.
Excuse me, Mr. Murray, sir. Senior leading seaman Goldstein. Is that I've been one of something sight longer than Horrible Harper has?
Reporting, sir.
What is it, Goldstein? Well, it's getting too crowded on this ship for my liking for a start. But apart from that, Ren Chasen just brought this from Captain Povey, sir.
Love it. I wonder what that is.
Well, if there's any justice, it'll either be my promotion or an order reducing a certain new gent to the rank where he belongs.
Oh, blimey, now. If them sailing orders, Denny. Good morning, all. Send me the car when you get back. If there's enough of you left to lick the stamp.
Stamp off you.
These are sailing orders, and whether you like it or not, you are coming for a bit of a float about with us.
And the thing?
And the thing?
The car!
Oh, the pain and the anagony of it. Oh, it's the twinging bruise in the old war wound.
War wound? I
didn't know you had any.
Wasn't he? Fell over a bollard outside a pub on VJ night.
That don't make it twinge any the less. Hold on, Tony. I'd like to tail with you, but a yard! I'd only be a burden on you all.
James.
And I'm still going.
You most certainly are. Stand by to put to sea, gentlemen.
Henry Purvey, concentrate. Are you breathing the ozone in and out properly?
Yes, Ramona, my love.
Good boy. Permission to remove your overcoat.
Do I have to, my love? Just sitting here in this deck chair. It's freezing.
I trust that is not a subtle hint that you are expecting me to cavort about the beach, trying to catch that ridiculous rubber ring you bought instead of a button stay.
Oh, no, my love. I just thought it might help to keep us warm.
Nonsense, Henry. You're on holiday. So don't think we came all the way to Broadstairs just so that you could enjoy yourself.
Of course not, my love.
We are here to put the bloom back into Ramona's delicate cheek.
You're looking absolutely radiant already, my love.
Steady, Henry. We'll have none of that talk. This is our holiday, not our honeymoon.
Realize that, all right, my love.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, and try to remember that we're staying in a respectable boarding house.
But we're married, my love.
I don't quibble. Now put your deck chair up on the top rung, sit up straight, and enjoy the view.
But I can see the sea perfectly well lying back like this.
Now, possibly. But you're making the beach look untidy. Now, up straight. Eyes open wide and take in the whole Ramona paid for vista.
Very well, my... Oh, good grief.
Henry Purvey, language. Go down to the sea and wash your mouth out with salt water immediately.
But Ramona, my love, look. Out to sea.
I am. Now, what about it?
But that ship, it's Trout Bridge. I'm sure of it.
Oh. Trust you to invite your little sailor friends round. Well, if you think you're going to spend your holiday shillings going out on some disgusting drinking orgy with them tonight, you've got another thing coming.
I had no idea. I can't think what they're doing here. They're just supposed to be at sea on trial. I sent them out with a new... Oh, no. Oh, no, not that.
Henry Purvey, have you got two clean pocket hankies Ramona washed for you and told you to put in the side pocket of your lower garment?
Yes, my love.
Well, then stand up, arms extended, with one hanky in each hand and semaphore. Tell your disgusting friends to go and play with their little boat somewhere else.
Very well, my love, but I doubt if it'll do any good.
Steady up, Bat. Left hand down a bit. And according to Leslie's calculations, we're there. So finish with engine, chuck out the anchor, and whoa!
All that lot you just said it is, sir.
Mr. Phillips, are you sure we're in the right place for these trials? We seem to be awfully close to the beach.
Then you'll have to take that up with the Minister of Defense, sir. I can only navigate us to where they want the ship to be.
I'll leave off, Mr. Phillips, sir. You've never had this ship where they want it to be in all your puffs. Now, let's go back, Mr. Mason, and ask again.
No, it's Mr. Phillips is sure. It's his responsibility. So we'll carry out the trials here. Speaking Seaman Harper. You ready to proceed with the fine trials?
Hello, Doc. Are you sure this is the right place, sir?
No, but Mr. Phillips... Carry on, prepare to fire.
Now just a minute. On second thought, it's just possible that we could be facing the other way. Look, there's an old gentleman waving at us with a couple of hankies. I wonder what he's trying to...
I think he was trying to say, what the hell happened to his deck chair, sir?
Blimey. Right through the canvas. That chap Harper's a jolly good shot, isn't he? What a bit of luck that thing didn't have a warhead on it.
I have a nasty feeling the warhead was sitting in the deck chair next to him. If I'm wrong, then I do hope I am. That's Captain and Mrs. Purvey.
Oh, nonsense. They can't possibly be. They're on holiday in Broadstairs. And according to my chart, we're in,
Sorry, pardon, Captain Purvey.
I'll give you sorry pardon for what you've done to my deck there.
And you punk like his quite.
Ooh, nasty.
Just you wait till I get back from these. I'll put both of them down with you.
Thank you very much, sir. Very kind.
Well, Harper, it's all his fault. He threw that tin can so he can carry it back.
Wanted, tried to warn all assembled before we sailed the course. Don't have no track with it, I said. Jump it, I said, but no. Everybody knew better than Pertwee.
Be all right, be all right. Belt up, he said, go on, belt up.
We're taking the deck chair wrecker with us.
Well, I for one tonight.
Chief, save the plea for leniency to Pertwee for the court. We're busy.
Do you think old Thunderguts will forget about us if we hired him another deck chair?
No, he wouldn't.
Just a thought. And I've had another one. I never gave Harper the order to fire that thing. I only told him to prepare for fire.
Lummy, you're right.
Harper! Stop! They're under arrest. I never gave you the order to fire that missile.
I didn't fire it, sir. It blooming well fired itself.
What?
Airily switched it on. There must be some short in the wiring somewhere.
Man the boat, flag! Is the leader of the opposition the yacht about at all? Percy wants to lift. Don't forget, it's the service boat that can swing the...
Percy, it's fired.
It's glowing a bit, and it's still loaded with five more missiles.
Was it? Well, it isn't loaded now. And Harper, switch that blasted thing off before the locals start pelting us with peppermint rock.
Aye, aye, sir.
And for goodness sake, look after that thing. We'll need it as evidence. If anybody's going to cop it for this, it's going to be the Ministry of Defense for lumbering us with a dangerous bush-bang nasty.
That's the thought. I wonder if the Ministry of Defense offered to pay for Captain Povey's deck chair.
Forget it, Mr. Phillips, and pull ahead both. For pity's sake, pull ahead both.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been visiting Broadstairs in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer and Vice Admiral Buttonshaw. Leslie Phillips was the Sub-Lieutenant. Stephen Murray was the number one. Captain Purvey was played by Richard Caldicott. Mrs. Purvey was Heather Chaston. The Admiral was Daniel Evans. And leading Stephen Harper was played by Nigel Graham. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Man Most Likely To at the Vaudeville Theatre, and John Pertwee is in O'Clarence at the Lyric Theatre, London.